Email todayradio@rte.ie.
Well, children might have been home since mid-March, but this week marks the official start of the school summer holidays. And what could be more summery than a plate of salad with a beautiful dressing? But what if you want to elevate your salads from being a bit of limp lettuce and tired tomato? Well, my next two guests can help you to do just that. I'm joined now on the line by Dorina Allen from Ballymaloe Cookery School and by JP McMahon from a near restaurant in Galway. And all of Dorina and JP's salad and dressing recipes will be on our website, rte.ie/todayradio, so you don't have to be taking notes if you don't want to during this discussion. Good morning to both of you, and thank you very much for joining me.
Morning.
Dorina, first, some good news from yourself. You want to let people know that the Ballymaloe Cookery School is opening its doors again from next Monday?
From next Monday onwards, yeah, with a whole series of hands-on and also demonstration courses and introductory courses and food to feed your gut, and Rory is doing something and the secret of the Ballymaloe Sweet Jolly, lots of things. Just people can just go online on the website cookieisfun.ie and you see what's coming up. Yeah.
Okay, and what about yourself, JP? Because I know you've been doing takeaway during the lockdown, but will your restaurants be opening on Monday?
We're opening with two out of three of them. Tartar, our cafe and wine bar, is opening on Tuesday, and Cava is going to open Thursday. But Anir, our Michelin star restaurant, we're actually going to keep closed for the season. We were due to open in April and close in October, but unfortunately, with the absence of tourism and social distancing, and it's just too much to try and risk it. And we're doing online cooking classes, and we're just going to keep that for the moment.
And just out of interest, on Anir, is the hour and a half or hour and 45 minutes time for eating, is that long enough for a fine dining meal?
Oh no! I mean, we would have done a 16 to 20 course tasting menu, so 3 hours would be the minimum. And us and like, that's not the only factor, and I do understand the logic behind it, but one of the biggest factors is that 80% of our customers are American, and there are no tourists this year, and mm-hmm. so we can hope that would just be inverted, but it's a very large hope, and we have two of the restaurants to keep us busy and the cooking classes. So like, it's not that every fine dining restaurant will close; it's just that in here, every restaurant has to make its own decisions.
All
you know.
Right. Okay. Well, let's talk about something a little more cheerful, and you have some beautiful recipes for us today. When it comes to dressings, in particular for salads, and Dorina, you're pleased to be concentrating on salad dressings because you say they can elevate any dish. Tell me about the Ballymaloe basic French dressing.
Well, the basic French dressing, normally you do three parts oil, that would be sort of a lovely extra virgin olive oil, to one part vinegar. And then, it's very basic, just twist the two of those together, some lovely flaky sea salt or something, a little pepper. But then, of course, you can add some mustard, Dijon mustard, or grainy mustard. You can add some fresh herbs to it, of course, a little honey if you want to. But a basic French dressing is just, you know, just the oil and vinegar. But the quality of the oil and the vinegar really matters. So, as JP will also tell you, have a bottle of really good extra virgin olive oil, a really good vinegar, like a wine vinegar, for example. It could be white or red. We use foreign vinegar. I normally don't mention names, but basically, and then you can get a Chardonnay or a single varietal vinegar. And my goodness, it's a whole different thing. So even with a little simple dressing like that, whisked together, it can be absolutely delicious. But then you can add all the other things to it, honey, mustard, etc., etc.
Garlic
if you want to.
Yeah. Garlic, yeah. How important, JP, do you think it is to have a good dressing for a salad?
Oh, like, as Dorina says, absolutely vital. And I can't remember who wrote it, but like, we take oil and vinegar for granted as if they're just regular base ingredients and we fry in them and that. But having different oils to play around with, you've got cold pressed rapeseed oil and extra virgin oil, and you've all your nut oils that you can add and mix throughout it. But also vinegar is so important. And we have some great vinegar makers in Ireland. We've like Fintan Gorgory makes, he has a smoked blackberry balsamic vinegar. And like, that just, for me, if you make a salad and you really start to think about your vinegar and oil, vinegar and salt, like, that is all you need to begin with. And then the flavors just open up.
What about the actual salad itself though? Because I think there'll be a lot of people out there who think salad and they think it's, you know, three or four leaves they stick in the plate beside their burger. You know, and they eat it, you know, maybe at the end.
I would definitely say forget about lettuce. Not to say forever, but we have this idea in Ireland that a salad has to have lettuce. And if you look at Spain or Italy or France and you look at a roasted red pepper salad or a feta salad, I mean, neither of them have lettuce in them. And we just seem to, I mean, have this kind of fear that if we order a salad in Ireland, that it has to come with leaves. And it's not to say I don't love leaves. I love leaves. But do try to think outside the box. And any vegetable you have, whether it's an aubergine or a courgette, you can grill that and dress it with seeds and put on a dressing. And that is a salad. And it doesn't have to have leaves.
Dorina, you do have one with leaves, though. The rocket salad with date and roasted almond. This sounds very interesting.
Oh,
tell me
yeah.
about it.
Because I'll tell you what, the other thing, of course, we just mentioned just a simple French dressing there. But, of course, it's wonderful to do Asian dressings, Thai dressings, Moroccan dressings, etc., adding in, you know, things like date molasses, pomegranate molasses, etc., etc. Well, the date, this particular date one has roasted almonds in it as well. And the dressing is made with pomegranate molasses. It's just a very simple, just rocket leaves chopped up coarsely, perfect if you've got bigger rocket leaves, some flat parsley, lots of that, and then some of those lovely fat medjool dates, and then roast some almonds and chop them up coarsely, and then make a dressing with three parts pomegranate molasses and one tablespoon of lemon juice, or again, really good wine vinegar, a teaspoon of honey and salt and pepper. Toss that around. Delicious. And very simple and quick. And then, of course, at this time, always, I think, and JP, I'm sure, would agree as well, to try and see what's in season and freshest and best and use those. And for salads, I love big, chunky pieces of courgette. And then don't forget the fruit, like peaches and apricots are there at the moment. And they're lovely, grilled and added into salads, too.
You have one, JP, again, no leaves in it, peas and broad beans with sheep's cheese.
Yeah, like that's another just really nice combination. Peas and broad beans are in season at the moment. I mean, blanch them into ice water. And then again, the dressing is really important. That salt, fat, acidity, bring it together. And then the sheep's cheese, and you can go Irish or you can go foreign. We have some beautiful kind of Manchego-like cheeses in Ireland and shred that over. And it's a really nice accompaniment if you're having a barbecue. Another thing is, as Dorina said, like fruit is really good grilled. And we forget that you can treat fruit in the same way you treat other things. And you can grill a strawberry. Like there's nothing that's going to happen to it. Or I like to take a blowtorch to strawberries just to char them on the outside. And it really changes the fruit completely. And you could have, like, I don't know, a shellfish salad with strawberries in it. There's no end to, I suppose, the possibilities. Once you kind of move beyond the kind of iceberg lettuce thing and say that is a salad. And that's not, as Rhea said, like, I love rocking in a salad as well. And it's really
you're not anti-leaf
as
such.
Not at all. Just in case someone rings in now and says,
can I just ask both of you briefly, because you have some beautiful, beautiful recipes for salad dressings as well that we'll, as I said, we're going to put up on the website. Can you keep them for a couple of days or even a couple of weeks if you store them right? Or are they just good to go on the day?
You know, this is a really important question because salad dressings are very easy to make in a way, when you discover how easy they are, you'll never buy one again. But if you add, for example, with the French dressing there, if you add crushed garlic or if you add fresh herbs to it, that should definitely be eaten on the day because it'll just deteriorate quickly. But things like some of those Asian dressings with those pomegranate molasses things in them, they keep for weeks on end.
Okay. So you could make them and make the effort and you could hold on to them.
And then don't forget...
You can bottle and sell them.
Okay. Or you could do that, exactly. Folks, I'm sorry now. I'd love to talk to you a little bit more about it, but we're out of time. But thank you so much for joining me with those beautiful recipes. That's JP McMahon and Dorina Allen. We'll take a break.